Frank, and welcome to another episode of my podcast, Social Blend. Let's just start right with it. I need to talk about Thanksgiving. I am so full and disgusted with myself of how much I ate. I had 4 different servings of food. The thing is, this year I really didn't eat too much meat, so it was a lot of potatoes, a lot of, a mix of potatoes, sweet potatoes, regular potatoes. Oh my god, it was like string beans. Ugh, I want it. I want it now. I wish I could go back in time and do it all over again. But I'm in shock. This year I actually lost weight. I lost 4 pounds this year on Thanksgiving weekend, and that has never happened to me. I'm in shock that I actually lost weight. I probably have gained it back because I've been eating like a pig, but I still lost weight Thanksgiving weekend. So, kudos to me. But it has been just, oh my god, I have been on a binge, guys. It's been so bad. I was supposed to start a diet this week, and I have not even thought of it. It is so bad. I was supposed to actually start working out and eating at least a little healthier, and I can't. Like, Uber Eats has been killing me. It's like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. So, if you're thinking about talking weight loss with me, or you were thinking I was going to talk weight loss, like I said last week, guys, I really don't think it's going to happen, because guess who's not on board? Me. I don't know. But I lost 4 pounds. So, there's that. I do also want to let you guys know that if you hear snoring, it is my dog, Winston. I just don't have the heart to tell him that I'm recording a video, so he's, like, sleeping next to me, and he snores, and it's so adorable, even though I hate when people snore, but when dogs snore, it's adorable. So yeah, I mean, whatever. I don't care if you hear the snoring. It's like, let him sleep. He deserves it. He works so hard. So I do want to start with Black Friday shopping. If anyone had any deals, there were like so many deals out. And so Thanksgiving, a lot of my family came so late. my cousins, my aunts, uncles, everyone came so late, like 10 o'clock, everyone was over. But, like, my siblings went Black Friday shopping. I wasn't going to go at all, but I went the next day. But, yeah, like, so that, like, Thursday night, Thanksgiving, I didn't go to sleep until, like, 1:30 because all my family was here. Forever. Like, it was so funny. Like, my parents even went to bed, and, like, they're saying goodnight to everyone, and, like, everyone's still over. It was just so funny. And it was a lot of fun. I wanted to do karaoke, but I totally forgot about karaoke. We were just, like, talking too much. But yeah, so Black Friday was major, like always. I guess not too many fights like they usually say on the news or whatever, but there's always something. I went the day after. Like, I went actually on Friday instead of, like, Thursday, whatever, like, at night. And I got just, like, a lot of clothes. I wanted to get new clothes recently, so I wasn't going to order online clothes because I, like, even though I hate shopping for clothes, I have to go shopping for clothes because I need to make sure things fit right and perfect. And, you know, crying in the dressing room has been something that I treasure in my life, so yeah, so I went to Target, my beloved Target. A lot of great things, a lot of outfits that I got. So I'm excited for that. For work, I do, you know, I dress business casual. So, you know, I need a lot of outfits like that. And it worked out really well. I didn't spend as much as I thought I was going to spend for Black Friday. But Cyber Monday was a killer on my bank account. And I don't regret one penny spent. So first, I want to talk about Yankee Candle. They had a major sale. So usually every year I buy myself Yankee Candle. I love candles. I love candles in my room. I kind of use it, you know, as a relaxation time for myself. You know, a zen space, which is my room. I use my room as a zen location. And so a candle, you know, is great to, you know, start the mood of the zen process of your mind and to let everything go and just watch some reality TV afterwards. But also my mom, you know, since I was a kid, like, candles have been something that has just been, it's all over my house, candles. Like, it's just really something that we all use. So Yankee Candle, they usually have a sale where it's like buy three candles, get three free. So I spent like $100 on six candles. And that's like amazing. Like, if you don't know Yankee Candle, they are expensive candles because they last so long. Like, each candle lasts me like 3 months. So like, I have all these candles that last me the whole entire year. I actually still have a candle from last year, like from when I bought it last December. I still have them. Like, I still have that candle because I haven't used it yet. So Cyber Monday, they had a major sale. It was like everything was like half off all their candles. So I bought so many candles, guys. I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't even know what I'm gonna do with all these candles. So I'm just taking it day by day, and when they come in the mail, I'm gonna worry about that. So also, what I Cyber Monday, I also got Christmas presents for my dogs that you hear snoring. And like, I always do something crazy for them every Christmas. It's so, like, to watch them come down the steps on Christmas morning, it is so cute to see them come down the stairs, sniff their stuff that they got, and then just walk away. It's just like, to me, I'm like, okay, I'm happy I spent $125 on their Christmas gifts. But no, this year I spent way less than I did last year. Last year it was like crazy. I got them both like new, what is it called? New, oh my God, why am I forgetting what these are called? Pillows. No, not pillow. What do they, dog beds. I got them both dog beds because, my youngest dog, Chloe, she like tears up all of the dog beds. And when we just had Winston, he was always fine with his dog bed. Like, it would just be one and that's it. But then once we got Chloe, she would tear them up. So now we try to get really strong dog beds for them. And so right now they just have one dog bed that they share. So, but last year I got them one each, and I mean, they're not with us anymore because she tore them both up. But so now this one is really sturdy. We've had it for probably 4 months now, and she has yet to make a hole in it. And we are in shock. We're like, we are blessed because, like, we would get them dog beds all the time because of her. So, yeah, but this year I'm doing something different for them, and I got them some toys, and, I actually did get them beds. It was like kind of like little caves. It's like a dog bed, but it's like a cave. And they actually didn't fit in it, so I'm actually going to donate it to a shelter. And my friend is associated with a few shelters, so I'm just going to give it to her to give to shelter. And that's another thing. Please, if you have kids, whoever's watching this, or if you are a kid and you want a dog, I love my dogs. And even though I love them so much, it doesn't mean they're perfect. They are a lot of work. It's like having a baby, but forever. And you people need to really, really think about getting a dog. I'm not saying don't get one, but make sure you're ready for a dog. And if you go on petfinder.com, you could find so many dogs, even puppies, that need a home. And, you know, to shop, they always say don't adopt don't shop, adopt. And it's like, it's true, because there's so many dogs out there, especially like a dog that you might want, like a breed you might want, a specific breed. Just look it up first before you go to these places or breeders and get one, because like, there's so many dogs out there that need a home. But like I said, please make sure you're ready for a dog, and make sure that you're ready for the commitment. They live like 20 years, so that's you committing to 20 years of their life for vet bills, dog food, dog treats, Christmas time, getting them everything if you're crazy like me. It's like, you know, you need to be ready for that. And also going into when I did want a dog with my pugs, you have to research the breed. Every dog breed is different, and they all have different types of issues and different types of traits that they have. So you really need to look that up too. If you live in a cold area and you get a certain dog, or if you live in a hot area and let's say you get a husky, huskies are really known to be in cooler climates. So like, you're going to get this dog that's meant for the colder climate, and they're living in a hot location. So it's like stuff like that you really need to look into. So, oh my God, let me stop babbling about that. But yeah, that's very important for anyone that hasn't, you know, that they want a dog, but they, you know, are not sure. Like you can't just get a dog and then like throw it to the pound. Like it's, kills me. Anyway, on to the next thing. So Christmas shopping is done for me. I've spent so much money. It's disgusting, but I'm excited because I also buy myself gifts too. It's like, it's hilarious. Every Christmas I open these gifts and I'm like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have. It's just beautiful because it's what I want, and I know I got it for myself, but just to open it and to finally have it just makes me laugh all the time. And my family thinks I'm crazy because they're like, you literally wrapped your own gift. Like, and I'm like, yeah, that's fine. So, yeah. So weight loss is a no for me right now. Maybe next week. I feel like this is going to be a trend. Maybe next week. Well, you know why? Because I feel like right now is such a hard time to lose weight. You know, because we have Thanksgiving, and then like in 2 weeks is now Christmas. And then another like week and a half is New Year's. You eat more. And then like in a month from now, you have Super Bowl. And then, I don't know what else is after that. Whatever. So like, you just have this constant thing. And it's like, should I just not even? But, you know, you have to start somewhere and you have to do it. I'm actually going to Vegas in January. So I have to lose at least 60 pounds by January. It is, it is almost December, guys. So, yeah, if anyone has any type of little diets that I could lose like 30 in a week, throw it my way. But you know what's really funny? Good Place star Jamil, oh my gosh, she's cracking me up. So she was like really disgusted because if you guys see, a lot of celebrities do this. They always post this detox thing and they're always like, try this detox. It's like, I forgot the name now, but they always have this detox drink and all the celebrities are always posting it like that. They use it. Anyway, guys, it's really bad for you. And like, I would love to lose weight quick. I would really love it, and I joke about it all the time, and, you know, I just joked about it now, but at the end of the day, it's all about your health, and, like, when you lose weight, you really need to make sure that it's healthy, like, you're losing weight healthy, like, in a healthy way, as to just, like, doing whatever you can to lose weight. So, yeah, she actually made fun of it, and she's saying that, like, these drinks, like, keep you in the bathroom all day. And, I mean, it's probably true because you're literally detoxing your body. So, probably. So, this was her.
I just have to tell you about this new amazing supermodel shake that I've been drinking. I've only been taking it for 3 days and I've already lost 35 pounds and I've got abs, but I've never done a day's exercise in my life and I haven't been on a diet. I ate 5 hamburgers last night. Mmm. Chunky.
So that's her. I love her. She was on like another show. I forgot. But The Good Place is such a good show. I watched that. And she is hilarious. So when I saw that, I was cracking up. And she came for Cardi, Cardi B about this. And Cardi B was just like, kind of like, screw you. And she was like, I totally agree with her, you know, because like these celebrities have a fan base and so none of them, like, they're not they are role models for these kids, but they don't need to be, they don't have to change themselves to try to look like a better person. They shouldn't. But at the same time, it's like, oh, you shouldn't be doing these. Like, I get it. It's money, though. I just realized that, like, it's money. They're probably giving them a nice little check. So, I mean, I guess. But at the same time, I don't know. They really have to watch out. Anyway, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West traveled on a plane, a private plane. Oh my God, my phone just fell. It was a private plane. It was a 747. No idea what kind of plane that is. But guys, this plane had like 12 bedrooms, a movie theater, I think, a living room. And Kim even worked out in this private plane. I don't know where they were traveling, but look, it was like crazy.
No big deal. Just taking a private 747. This is how he does it now. Only 747s. Private. I've never even heard of this, but whatever.
Exactly. I've never even heard of, 747. Oh my God, wait, maybe I have flown it. Oh my gosh, wait. I think I have flown a 747. I mean, not like this. I was just like squished in a seat with like 3,000 other people. But wow. That plane is so nice. Like, who owns that plane? Like, that is a major, major plane. Someone's like, being rich is crazy. It truly is. Oh my gosh. But yeah, but listen, they work their asses off every day. Kanye West being crazy and, you know, Kim being crazy too. Like, come on, like they work so hard for their money. So they deserve it. Go have fun. I wish I could do it too. One day I might, who knows? But go ahead. Oh my God. I almost forgot to talk about this. Guys, oh my gosh. So yesterday, my aunt texts me, my aunt Florida, hey Aunt Daniela, love ya, but a Florida teen was rescued after getting, he got trapped in an abandoned bank vault, okay? So she is texting us this, and she's like, maybe Pokemon Go? And I'm like, oh my gosh, you're right, maybe. And then she's like, thank God he had service in there. And that's true, because like, if you're in a bank vault, that is like heavy duty material. I don't know what that is. So metal, I don't know, metal maybe, but wow, like, yeah, that is so true. He had service to call the police and be like, I am locked in this thing. It was in Hollywood, Florida, in an abandoned building that used to be a bank. So that is so funny. I was like, I felt bad for the kid, but once I found out he, you know, was rescued, then I'm like, okay, whatever. But yeah, it was hilarious. So that's, I had to say that because it was so funny. And then also Bank of America, talking about banks, Bank of America in Texas, their ATM machine mistakenly dispensed $100 bills instead of $10 bills to a customer. And at the end, this customer got like thousands of dollars. And the And Bank of America is actually letting them keep the money that they that the customer took out, mistakenly being $100 bills instead of $10 bills. So the customer went in there, was going to deposit this much money, and instead of tens coming out, it was $100 bills coming out. I would have taken that money and ran. Like, did someone say something? Like, how did people find out about this? Like, unless the bank thought they got robbed, I don't know. But, yeah, so that is hilarious. But also, I want to talk about this. This is, like, really sad because this was, like, my childhood. Even though my mom hated when me and my siblings watched the show. Steven Hillenburg, who created SpongeBob, he passed away Tuesday at the age of 57. So young. It's so sad. So he, I was like, how did he pass away? Like, he was so young. And he had a long battle with ALS, which is something that in the past years has become major, and more and more people are getting this. You know, my family, we know someone who has it, and like, you know, every year that goes by, I feel like so many more people, like you hear so much more about it. So I think we all need to educate ourselves about that. And I know they, wasn't the ice bucket challenge for that, I think. So, you know, it's sad though. He was just so young. I feel like he could have done so much more. He did so much already, but, you know, so thanks for my childhood. I love SpongeBob. I would watch it every morning before I went to school. I wasn't like too up on it. Like, I wouldn't watch like the newest episodes, but like when it was on TV, my eyes were glued to the TV. So, yeah. Also, Miguel and his long... So, Miguel is a singer. He, I don't know. Can I sing on podcasts? Oh, my God. I did this last week, too. I can't even sing this song. Miguel, he had a few hits or whatever. He's, like, I love him. He's such a good singer. And his longtime girlfriend got married this weekend in California. And, guys, it was so... It was amazing. Like, this wedding was amazing. So, he... oh, my God. I'm dying. His wedding and her wedding... So, this was someone that someone tweeted. Okay. At Miguel's wedding, they served Mexican food for dinner, which is true. This is all true. And then, at the end of the reception, they had an In-N-Out truck come and fed their drunk friends and family... Pin that to your wedding board, ladies. That is amazing. Like, that's the kind of wedding I want. My really good friend got married this past May. And so, all the years we've known each other, all we do is talk about food. Like, me and her, it's just, like, food all day long. So, I knew her wedding was gonna be amazing. So, I was a little late for the wedding part because I had some family things going on, but when I got there, so in the beginning you have the little appetizer section. She had pizza, Chinese food. It was amazing. Like, this was cool. This Miguel thing was awesome. They had the In-N-Out burger. That's great. But my friend's wedding was the best, okay? It was like everything I've ever wanted in food. So they had everything. So they had Italian, Chinese food. They had all the pizza you could ever dream of. And then we go to eat. So now you have a normal meal. You know, they had like the chicken or the fish or, you know, whatever they had. And then I just burped, sorry. And then the dessert comes. So I'm thinking, like, the desserts, oh my God, I can't speak. The dessert's gonna be, like, a normal thing. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, in shock because I would have thought she would have something more. All of a sudden, these doors open, and it's, like, time for dessert. I walked in there, it was, like, donuts, cotton candy, cannoli dipped in fudge. It was, like, every type of dessert you could imagine. And I said, this is my best friend's kind of wedding. This is exactly what she would have had, and she had it, and I loved it. So, like, talking about that, that is so funny that they did that, but I'm just saying, like, I've seen way better of a wedding, and that was my really good friend's wedding. But yeah, so congratulations to the new couple wedding. Oh my god, how do you say the new wedding weds? The new weds of the weddings. Couple. They look great together. Wow. Listen, I could third wheel with them. As long as they pay for my meals or whatever. But yeah, that's great. Congratulations to them. And what else? Try and think what else to talk about, guys. I really think that's it. Oh my gosh, I almost forgot. So my first episode, I was telling everybody that I would be doing like an after show. Well, guess what? I don't have time for that. So I'm just gonna, like, for now, at least for now, but I feel like once January comes, I could start the after show thing, and I'll have more flexibility. But for right now, I'm just gonna say it. So my after show is like, you know, shows and stuff like that. So there hasn't really been anything too much on. American Horror Story, which is my favorite show, it ended. That was crazy. I loved the show because it had the mix of Coven and Murder House, and they have Asylum. No, it didn't have Asylum, but it, like, Coven is my all-time favorite. Other than Hotel, it amazing. So when they blended all of these shows together, it was so cool to see that. And I'm excited for their next season. But right now I'm like in the mood for Christmas movies, and right now Netflix has so many great Christmas movies. They have Christmas Chronicles, which is amazing. I love that movie. And now that we're talking, I forgot all the Christmas other movies on Netflix. What's the other one? Christmas Calendar, which I haven't watched, but I heard it's really good. And yeah, so Netflix is the bomb with their shows. They have, like, really good shows. And I also, so The Real Housewives of Atlanta also came back on. I'm really not feeling it this season. I don't like, so Eva, I didn't like, I liked her last season, like, when she was on for a second. I was like, oh, she would be a really good, you know, new member of the show. And then when they announced it, I'm like, yes, awesome. She was so good last year. And now that she's on, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's like annoying to me. First of all, she's going after Cynthia, which Cynthia doesn't even do anything. So, like, I don't know why she's like trying to like fight with her. And second of all, why didn't Cynthia get fired? And no, why didn't Cynthia get fired, but Sheree did? Like, Sheree brings so much to the table. But, see, this is why I need an after show, because I feel like half of you guys are like, what? Who is Cynthia? Who is Sheree? So, but yeah, like, she was trying to shade Cynthia about, like, her modeling days. Even though, like, Cynthia paved the way for Eva, because Eva, there wouldn't even been a show. Didn't she go on Top Model or something like that? I don't know, but yeah, so that's, like, hilarious. But The Real Housewives of New Jersey is back, too. That's a really good like, so far this season is pretty, like, good. It's, like, starting well. And I am missing Ziggy, though. She was so good on that show. Like, even though she was fighting last season, it was, like, she is so good. But, yeah, so I'm missing her, though. But the new housewives are, like, the new, like, people on the show, like, they're okay. What's her name? Jennifer and something else. I don't know. The Jewish chick from Jersey. That's what she calls herself. I don't know, but she's whatever, too. Like, they're both, like, I don't know what they're trying to be. I don't think they watched the show before they came on. Like, it's not that crazy, you know? And they're, like, trying to make it something that's not. But, yeah. Also, Dallas is really good. Real Housewives of Dallas. If anyone wants to watch a show, Dallas is the show. It is so good. I didn't give it a chance because, like, Dallas, I'm thinking, like, it would be boring. Like, because I've never been there, so I don't, like, know too much about it. And that's also what got me, like, you know what, let me watch it because I don't even know, like, Dallas. I've never even been there. Just, you know, so when I started watching it, guys, it is so good. It's like one of my new favorites. And I tell everybody that watches the franchises to watch Dallas. And I don't think any of my friends have, but it is so good, guys. Please go and watch it. They're on season 3. It's ending. Oh no, it ended. Last night was the season finale. So next week, next Wednesday is going to be the what is it, reunion. So, but yeah, so that's it, everyone. I did want to end this show with a quote. This is a great quote. So this is like a quote for moving on to new things and, you know, if you're nervous about stuff. So here's the quote. I love it. Accept what is, let go of what was, and have faith in what will be. I love that so much. That is a quote to definitely go by. So if you're feeling some type of way, if you're feeling like you're scared to move on to something, that quote says it all. So just have faith. And even though you're scared or nervous, just go through with it. You'll be fine. Okay. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. Today was a ton of stuff that happened. I feel like I missed some things, but next week I'll just go through it. So have a great rest of the week. Thank you. Next music video from Ariana Grande is coming out tomorrow, Friday. I am so excited to hear it. And I want to thank everyone again for watching. You guys have been amazing. We are at 1,000 listeners. Or no, I'm sorry, 1,000 people that listen to my podcast. So I'm forever grateful. And thank you again for watching. I'll see you next week on this podcast, Social Blend. You can follow me also on Facebook, which is Social Blend. And you can find me on Instagram, which is still underscore. Oh my God, wait, it's not. It's George. Sorry, it's George underscore still. Or no, still underscore George. Whatever. You find one. I don't even know. Okay, thanks so much, everyone. I'll see you next week.